you stand up right now. I know there's somebody here tonight ain't gonna stand. Oh, if you didn't know God been good to you, I want you to stand up right now and bow your head and pray with me. Oh, Heavenly Father, I'd like to call upon your name tonight. Somebody needs you, Lord. Somebody standing here needs you right now, Lord. Somebody needs you for one thing. Somebody needs you for another. Somebody needs you for a sister. Somebody needs you for a brother, Lord. Somebody's burning down that night. Oh, Lord, stop by tonight. Oh, Lord, stop by making all of the way tonight. Oh, Lord, somebody worried because the children won't do right no more. Somebody got children on dope, Lord. Somebody got children in the hospital. Somebody got children in the jailhouse. But, oh, Lord, I know you have all power. All power in your hand tonight. All power in your hand. Somebody worry about the mother. Somebody worry about the father. Somebody worry about greatness. If we ever needed you, Lord, we need you right now. We need it for so much dope in the world, Lord. So much crack people are taking every day. So many homes been torn up. So many jobs been lost. Dope is taking over our country, Lord. And I know you got the power. You got the power in your hand tonight.
Just a Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvet. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this morning. It is 14 minutes after the hour. I hope everyone is having a great and glorious brand new morning. Our next song coming up is coming from Dwayne Woods, and it's entitled Strong Tower.
Come on, put your hands together. We came to celebrate the name of the Lord. That powerful name. The name that's able to protect us. The name that's able to lift us and shield us from our enemies. Anybody want to celebrate that awesome name with me? The writer said, the Lord is my strength. He is my fortress. He's my deliverer. He's my God. And he is my rock. So let's lift our voices together and shout.
The Lord is a strong tower, the righteous run in and obey. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous run in and obey. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous run in and obey. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous run in and obey.
Oh,
Good morning, everyone. You are tuning in to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel, the Glorious Gospel Hour. It is 32 minutes after the hour. I'd like to count and thank everyone for joining us this morning. It's time for us to acknowledge the one that's celebrating birthdays today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, if you're celebrating an anniversary, a new marriage announcement, or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, I'm going to do our birthday song for the one that's celebrating birthdays today. And the next song that you will hear will be coming from Donald Lawrence, entitled The Blessing of Abraham.
Yeah. somebody's going to walk out of here and go right into their inheritance. Come on, tell them what it is. Say it's children.
It's yours. It's yours.
Ah.
It's your inheritance.
Wave your hands as you know you're going to go get it.
Out and died one time. stop and look back over your life and see how good God has been to you. Do you ever think about when you were laying on your sick bed, how a father came in and moved you to pain? I'm sure some of y'all will agree with me tonight, but I looked at heaven and said, thank you, Lord.
some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord. Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Has he been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world, you could ever be. He's been so good. Tell me, you know what he did? He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight in today. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. Yeah. I won't complain. God, 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 God has been so good to me.
He's been good to me. More than this whole world or you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, me. Yeah. And dry all of my tears away. He ever stop you from crying? Shine my midnight in today. So I just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It dries. 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 Every one of my tears away. Midnight in today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't. 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 Can you say yes? Say yes. Say yes. 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 Yes.
It's no harm to praise.
Complaining. Some of y'all been mumbling. Some of y'all been grumbling. But you ought to thank God for bringing you this far. You ought to thank God for bringing you from a mighty long way. And you're all right. And you're all right. Y'all will stand on your feet and praise the Lord.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this the Rainbow Voice Network News. Our first news is coming from Washington. Washington State, could be the next state to enact a ban on ex-gay therapy. The Washington State House has passed a bill that would ban, quote, ex-gay, end quote, therapy for minors, meaning it could be the next state to officially protect youth from this dangerous practice. The bill goes next to the state Senate. House Bill 2451 would make it an act of, quote, unprofessional conduct, end quote, to perform the certifiably harmful practice of attempted conversion therapy on a minor. Mental health professionals found guilty could face anything from a fine to having their license revoked. A representative, Richard DeBolt, Republican of Chehalis, said, regardless of personal beliefs, all youth should be protected. Quote, as a Christian person, I can't stand by and watch someone be put through a torturous practice to change their behavior, end quote, he said. In other news, we have breaking news from Brooklyn Nets. Jason Collins to play for Brooklyn Nets. Openly gay basketball player Jason Collins will soon sign a 10-day contract to play with the Brooklyn Nets, officially making him the NBA's first openly gay player. Quote, the signing of Collins first reported by ESPN to what is expected to be a 10-day contract would mean that the NBA would be the first of the four major men's leagues in North America to have an openly gay player. Collins, 35, has not played in the NBA game since April 2013, when he was with the Washington Wizards. Last April, he announced that he is gay in a Sports Illustrated essay, and since then has continued to work out in Los Angeles in the hope of landing a spot with a team again. He spent 13 years in the NBA, including his first 6 seasons with the Nets when the team was in New Jersey. Signing Collins would nudge the NBA's ahead of the NFL, and where Missouri's Michael Sims hopes to be the first openly player drafted in May. If signed, Collins would in uniform Sunday night in the Nets game against the Los Angeles Lakers, end quote. In other news, we have news of a priest. Priest denies Catholic man last rites because he's gay after he had a heart attack and believed he was close to death. 63-year-old Ronald Belinska arranged to receive communion and last rites from Reverend Brian Coldhole, a Catholic chaplain at MedStar Washington Hospital Center. During his confession, Pelasco told the priest he was a fan of Pope Francis because of the Pope's seeming openness toward LGBT people. But then the chaplain stopped administering the sacraments and offered to simply pray. Quote, we started talking, and I told him I was so happy with this new pope because of his comments about the gays and his accepting the gays. And I mentioned that I was gay, and I said it, and then I asked him, quote, does that bother you? And he said, Oh, no, that does not bother me. Polinsky told the Blade, quote, but then he would not proceed with administering the last rites or communion. He couldn't do it, end quote. The hospital distanced itself from Carollo, noting that the priest was assigned by the Archdiocese of Washington and that the hospital had been heralded by the human rights campaign as a, quote, leader in LGBT healthcare equality, end quote. And we have other news from Alabama. Alabama High School reverses decision to ban same-sex couples from prom. Earlier this week, Greenville High School in Alabama announced that only, quote, traditional couples, end quote, i.e. male-female, would be allowed to attend prom as dates. As soon as an interim superintendent, Amy Bryan, found out about it, she reversed the rule, ensuring that LGBT students will be able to attend prom with the partners of their choice. Quote, and an administrator issued a list of prom rules that included a discriminatory statement, end quote, she said, per WSFA. Quote, no one lost their right to go anywhere. It's unfortunate it was in our rules, and all children will be welcome to the junior-senior prom, end quote. Over the course of the past few years, there have been a slew of controversies surrounding schools' policies on prom couples. A group of residents in Sullivan, Indiana, came under fire last year after proposing a, quote, gay-free, end quote, prom would take place outside of school. The local high school, on the other hand, allowed same-sex couples to attend the school's official prom. This concludes our news segment. Thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Voice Network News. Stay tuned for the morning variety show, which airs next.
across the room. Excuse me, miss, don't take this wrong. I couldn't resist that smile and those beautiful eyes. I can see that you wear fancy clothes and drive a fancy car. Your hair did and your nails done, looking like a superstar. Can I take you out to dinner, babe? Cause there's something that I wanna say to you. My love is all I have to give. Account with seven figures, and I may not have a sailboat and a big old mansion, oh no, but I do know how to love you, baby, and in my own way, in my own way, I'm rich as hell. I really hope that none of this don't matter, and I hope that you don't judge a man by his status. And I was wondering if you and I could get together and know each other better. And I promise you, I'll give my all and make my heart your mansion. I give you all. I have to give.
know deep down I'm not to blame. What you gonna do tonight when you need some loving arms to hold you tight? Tell me what you gonna do tonight when you need my heavy voice to tell you goodbye. Honey, but you can't let that be no problem. You got to come on home and help me solve. Then I won't be missing you. And honey, my love affair would be all over. Talk it over. Living in this misery, darling, you can't make my life all over. Honey, but you don't let there be no problem. Just come on home and help me solve.
Definition of a man was to never cry, work till you die, got to provide, always be the rock for my fam, protect them by all means,
and give you the things that you need, baby.
Our relationship is suffering,
trying to give you what I never had.
Say I don't know how to love you, babe. Well, life ain't show me the way. I keep my feelings deep inside, I channel them with my pride. I'm trying desperately, baby, just
give
work with me.
Love. Show me the way to surrender my heart.
Never let them think you care at all. Let no one get close to me before you and me. I done shared things with you, girl, about my past that I'd never tell to anyone else. Just keep it to myself. Girl, I know I lack affection and expressing my feelings. It took me a minute to come and admit this, but see, I'm really trying to change now. Wanna love you better, show me how. I'm trying desperately, baby, please work with me.
Love. Show me the way to surrender my heart.
My heart.
Girl, I'm so lost.
Yeah.
Teach me how to love. How I can get my emotions involved.
Yeah.
To let them tell me what to do. surrender my heart.
It is 24 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. It's time for us to have our comedy break. Our featured comedian this morning is Trevor Noah.
I grew up in South Africa. That's where I still live. I enjoy it. Grew up there during a time known as apartheid. For those who don't know, apartheid was a law in our country that made it illegal for black and white people to interact with one another. You know, this was against the law. And so this world was awkward for me growing up because I grew up in a mixed family. With me being the mixed one in the family. My mother's a black woman, Xhosa woman, born in South Africa. That's one of the languages of the cliques, Xhosa. So a black woman. And then my father's Swiss. But they didn't care, you know. They were mavericks fighting the system. My mom was arrested for being with my dad. She would get fined. She would get thrown into prison for the weekend. But still, she'd come back and she's like, "Woo! I don't care. Woo! Come tell me who to love. I want a white man. Woo!" Crazy, my mom. It was crazy, you know. And my dad was also like, well, you know how the Swiss love chocolate. So he was in there. And so they got together and they had me, which was illegal. So I was born a crime, which is something I don't think they ever thought through, because as a family we couldn't live together, you know? Like in the streets we couldn't even be seen together. My father would have to walk on the other side of the road and he could just wave at me from far like a creepy pedophile. Or like a pedophile. I didn't have to say creepy. Like a pedophile. Because creepy implies there's some other sort of pedophile. There is none. There's no classy pedophiles. There's no need. So like, afternoon, ladies, afternoon. Afternoon. No, just browsing. So classy. No, he's a pedophile. And, my mom could walk with me, but if the police showed up, she'd have to let go of my hand and drop me and act like I wasn't hers every single time, because we weren't supposed to exist as a family. So my mom would let go. It was like a little game we played. Police would show up like, woo! She'd be like, woo! I don't know. No, it's not mine. Oh, no, I don't know. It was horrible for me. I felt like a bag of weed. It was a tough time. And the downside of being light was that, just that, being light, I was different. People mocked me, gave me names like a mixed breed, half caste. I hate that term, half. Why half? Why not double? Or twice as nice? I don't know. People give you weird names. I just wanted a cool name, you know? I wanted to be black, to be honest. That's all I ever wanted. Especially since one day growing up, I met an American. And he was shocked that in South Africa we had all these titles. And he said to me, he said, "Well, you know, Trevor, if you go out to America, they'll label you as black." And I said, "Really?" He was like, "Oh, hell yeah." "Yeah, buddy, everybody's black out there, yeah. You'd be super black." I was like, "Well, that sounds good to me. Super black." Yeah. And I made a choice. It was like, first chance I get, I go out to America, I'm going to get a piece of that black. And I did. Boarded a flight. It was an 18-hour journey, Johannesburg to New York. I didn't sleep a wink. I just sat there in my chair like a madman, watching every single black American movie I could find. Just sitting there going crazy, practicing like, yeah, 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 you know what I mean, you know what I mean, yeah. King Kong ain't got shit on me, yeah, yeah. I'm, sorry? Oh, the chicken, please, the chicken. Thank you. That's fine, thank you.
Yeah, put it in your mouth, yeah.
18 hours of flying, 18 hours of practice. I landed in New York and I was fluent in my black American. For shizzle my nizzle. Everything. I had the walk. I had the talk. I was so black, I was even laughing. I was like, ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, ha, ha. Oh, my man. Oh, this you? This you? Ha, ha. That for me is the coolest thing in the world. Black Americans are so cool and confident. They'll make you feel good about yourself just by asking if you are you. It's magic. They just walk up to me like, hey, yo, this you? This you? No, for real, man. This you? And you'll be like, yeah, I think it is, yeah. And I was that black. I was super black. I was loving it. Till this guy walked up to me. I don't know it. Didn't even know me. Tapped me on the shoulder in the airport. He's like, ¿qué? ¿Paisano? ¿Qué pasó, güey? ¿Qué lado quiero de que sino que lado eres, no? Ya llegamos, papi. Ya llegamos. I said, what? You talking to me?
I said, yeah, I'm talking to you, man. I'm just saying, we made it, baby. We made it, eh?
And now that we're here, our kind, we're going to stick together, hombre. Our kind. 18 hours of flying and I wasn't black. I was Mexican. Mexican. So I started learning Spanish. If not, why not? And then I've also started learning German. I learned German to connect with my father. You know, lost contact with him for many years because of apartheid. And so now we're starting to learn each other, which is, it's taking time, but we're doing it slowly. I think the language will help me, you know, because I don't think he's proud of me. He loves me, but I haven't earned his pride. I think partly because of my job. As a comedian, I don't rank that high in the world of German anythings. Comes across in the small conversations, you know. Like one day we're having lunch, my dad looks at me and he goes, so Trevi, what do you do now, eh? You got a job, do you work? I said, yeah, dad, I'm a comedian, stand-up comedian. He's like, ah, yeah, so the clown, eh? Yeah. No, whatever. German's holding me back, you know. I dream of impressing him with his language. I'll get to his house one day, he'll welcome me at the gate, like, ah, clown boy! I'll be like, guten Tag, Vater. Epic, it's got that feeling. So I started learning. I learn in different ways, you know, watch German movies, play German speeches on my iPod when I sleep. Your brain remembers things you don't even know. It's beautiful. The only hiccup was, turned out I downloaded some of Hitler's speeches. It's not like Google warned me, don't judge me. Google wasn't like, oh, not those ones. No, it just let me download everything. And so I learned some of his nuances, not his philosophies. It's just, I've been told that when I speak German, sometimes I sound distinctly Hitlerish. Which I found out in Germany, which is not the best place to find out that you've got Hitler vibes. Would have rather found out at home. And it was actually, it's funny now, not so much then. I was in Cologne, Germany, beautiful area. I'll never forget, I was walking around and I went into like a little sandwich shop, you know, like one of those Subways where you make your own sandwich. And I walked in, the woman was really nice to me. She's like, guten Tag, kann ich Ihnen helfen? I looked at her and I thought, confidence, Trevor, confidence. I said, guten Tag! Ich will ein Kleinbrotchen haben, bitte schön. Das schwarze Brotchen mit der Käse und das Schinken, bitte schön. Und gib für mich auch die Salami und ein Pepsi-Cola trinken, bitte. And she shut herself. I'll never forget the look in her face. She went pale. She looked me straight in the eye and she said, "Der schwarze Hitler," which means the black Hitler. I was so happy. Yeah, because she said Hitler, but at least she said I was black. You guys are fantastic. Thanks for having me.
tonight. Just give me till then to give up this fight. And I will give up this fight. 'Cause I can't make you love me if you don't. You can't make
all the the things you've got to show me, cause you,
you got me waiting.
When I'm telling you everything you need to hear, like,
baby, come now.
Yeah. think that I could ever have you for my God. How I love you. How I want you. Silly of me to think that you could ever really want me to. How I love you. You're just a lover I just score. I know that I should be looking for more. What could it be in you I see? What could it be? Me.
gonna give me love. Now because you wear all those fancy clothes,
oh, yeah,
and have a big fine car, oh yes you do now.
My heart.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Voice Network. Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. Be sure to join us each and every Monday and Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for this broadcast. Have a great and glorious rest of your day. And by all means, when you're on the highway today, please do not text while driving once you arrive safely to your destination. Have a great day. God bless.